Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last night was the first listening session for the state DOT on the 33 project. Terry Robinson, a resident of Humboldt Parkway with the Eastside Parkways Coalition, is joining us on the WBEN Live Line. Terry, good morning. Were they really listening last night?
Good morning. They were genuinely listening, and we gave them an earful to hear.
What was the makeup of this crowd? Because when we talked to the state DOT last week, they seemed to make it pretty clear that they wanted a full community input in this. And last time around, your group, one other group, really were the dominating voices. They tried to get away from that a little bit, but I know you were still well represented with the Eastside Parkways Coalition, the Rock Group represented as well. What was the makeup of the crowd last night?
Brian, it was a large crowd, and there were, as again, I think the majority of the folks were Eastside Parks Coalition people. I did see Richard Cummings and some of the folks from the Restore Our Community Coalition, ROC, and there were also people from different areas. I spoke with one gentleman from West Seneca who was an avid supporter of the 33 as it exists now. And there were people from, it looked to me, from all over. There were some Cheektowaga residents. There were some union folks, carpenters, et cetera, representing that end of things. It was a mixed crowd. It was a mixed bag. But it was a full house there at the Sheeler Park Community Center last night.
Well, we know that they wanted to hear from people in the suburbs who use the 33 on a regular basis because 75,000 cars use it every day. Do you think, Terry, this is going to come down to who's the loudest this time around?
You know, I genuinely hope not. I think that I had a sense that I spoke to the, there were a ton of folks there from the consulting agency, Labella. There were a large amount of folks there from the New York State Department of Transportation. In fact, the commissioner was there, Marie-Therese Dominguez, and I spoke with her. I spoke with folks from Labella. I spoke with folks that were in opposition to removing the 33 and listened to what they had to say. And we exchanged, you know, in a very direct and but gracious way, our various opinions. And one of the things that I did find was that the folks that were in favor of removing the 33 and their focus being largely on what they perceived to be the commuter end of things, they hadn't considered the fact that when you talk about those 70,000 car trips, I used to 10 or 15 of those a day used to be mine, getting on the 33, shooting downtown, getting off at Grider Delavan, all of those things that they didn't consider. There was no consideration of the historic impact on the roadway, on the community. There was no consideration of the development prospects after this thing was either removed or amended in some sort of way. So it was a healthy exchange of ideas, but you began to realize that there was an exclusive focus that did not consider the health effects, the economic effects, the community effects on the place where it was, including, once again, as a member of one of those disadvantaged communities that this roadway divides, I won't have any access to the new tunnel unless I leave my community and get onto an on-ramp or off-ramp someplace else. So I think it was a healthy, honest exchange of ideas. Supposedly, DOT was listening, and if they were listening, then they know that the one thing we want is the right solution right now with the right people and not kicking the can down the road.
Well, the can has already kind of been kicked down the road, right? To get to this point, what's your level of confidence that a project will get underway before the state has to spend all this money just to maintain what's already there and fix up the walls in the current 33?
You make a really good point there. This 33, the whole reason this project is happening is because these walls, this roadway, these bridges are past their lifetime, and they have to be removed. Whether they put in a new expressway, whether they do the right thing and restore Humboldt Parkway, you have to remove the toxic walls, background, et cetera, the materials that are there, and that's an $850 million project. They allocated money for this project 3 years ago, in 2022-23, and they also, which was not legal because it was before the environmental impact, but as the judge said, it is a irrational project. It is not supported by evidence. It is a problem. It was baffling how they disregarded the people within the area that are affected. And that was 3-4 years ago. Construction costs rise daily. They've risen monthly. They've risen yearly. The $1.25 billion that was allocated for this project is probably, you're looking at, $1.5-2 billion to complete the bogus project that they want to do.
Speaking of timing, Terry, when do you think is the earliest they're going to make a decision on this?
Well, that was, you know, Sue, that was a very interesting thing because they said, and we're 9 months away almost from the time the judge made his decision. They said they were going to conduct a national search for a project manager that can handle a project of this scope. They haven't got one yet. They have not yet begun, actually, the SEQR, State Environmental Quality Review Act procedure. And SEQR is a thing that has a process to it. There's a lead agency. The lead agency is supposed to coordinate with the other agencies that are involved, like the City of Buffalo, the State Historic Preservation people, the DEC, the Department of Environmental Conservation. None of that stuff has happened. From my discussions yesterday, they don't seem to anticipate that environmental review process, which the judge ordered, commencing for a year yet. And they don't even have a project manager in place. So what I think they're doing politically is trying to move this thing past the next election cycle, and then they're going to try to bring back this. I don't know what they're going to say because they did say that they are genuinely listening and that they will take that in consideration. And perhaps they'll do the right process, but that's another year away. That's another year away of me with the noise, with the environmental effects, with the health effects. This is an issue that needs to be resolved right away in the right way.
Terry, as always, thank you very much for joining us on this issue. Terry Robinson's been outspoken on the 33 for several years now. Let's talk to him again. Another one of these meetings set for just a couple of weeks from yesterday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.